MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports, and it's time for our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, welcome.
How are we doing, Bill? We're back for another week of exciting Red Sox baseball.
Yes, we are. Let me just start you off with two words, and you take it from there. Last night.
It was ugly at Fenway. It got interesting for a while, but then it just got ridiculous, to be honest with you. They lose 10-7 in 11 innings to the Guardians. Sox were down 5-1 at this game going into the sixth inning. And they went ahead 6-5. But then the bullpen came in for the ninth. Kenley Jansen blew the save, giving up a run. And the bullpen gave up another run in the 10th. Three more in the 11th. Garrett Whitlock, he was the starter last night. Went four innings, but he left with an oblique injury. Then Rafael Devers left the game after the seventh inning with knee soreness. So tonight on Jersey Street, Sox look to get back to the win column, taking on the Guardians at 7-10 with Tanner Houck on the hill. Sox find themselves now at 9-9 on the season, in last place in the AL East, three games behind the first place Yankees.
Andy, this injury thing is not looking good, is it?
It certainly is. The injuries seem to be ramping up with this team. Of course, Tyler O'Neill left Monday's game after colliding with Devers in the outfield. A little bit of a head situation. He did clear concussion protocol. He's expected back in the lineup on Thursday. But, injuries keep mounting for this team, and there's not a lot of wiggle room for them, that's for sure.
All right, Andy, tell us what's happened since the last time we talked, which was on Thursday of last week.
Yeah, last Thursday night, the Orioles beat the Red Sox 9-3 in 10 innings. Reliever Isaiah Campbell gave up six runs in the top of the 10th. He's now on the injured list as well, after Connor Juan tied the game with the pinch-hit solo home run in the bottom of the 8th. Then we turned to Friday as the Angels came to town, and they blanked the Red Sox 7-0. Sox dropping their four straight in that one. They only had three hits, and they made three errors. On Saturday, Red Sox snapped their skid, beating the Angels 7-2, jumping out to a 6-0 lead after two innings, highlighted by a two-run home run by Tristan Casas. Sunday, Sox beat the Angels 5-4. Masataka Yoshida, two-run home run, and Tyler O'Neill, Tristan Casas, each hitting solo shots. For O'Neill, it was his seventh home run, setting a team record with the most home runs by a Sox player in his first 14 games with the team. Then on Patriots Day Monday, the Guardians came to town, and they shut out the Red Sox 6-0. Sox had just three hits in this one, made another error. Sox pitching staff has given up a record, at least for this year, not a record, but a league-leading 19 unearned runs. Cutter Crawford was strong in the start, 5 2/3 shutout innings. He lowers his ERA to 0.42. So there's a little bit of a bright spot somewhere in the Red Sox for you at this point.
No, you know, it's funny. There does seem to be some bright spots, but yet after a 7-3 start on the road, then they are 9-9 now after 18 games. I mean, when have we ever thought it would be better to be playing out on the West Coast than at friendly Fenway?
Yeah, absolutely. You would probably want to, usual times, you'd flip those numbers around, that's for sure. But definitely the home cooking has not been here for the local nine.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the matter with Aunt B's cooking at Fenway Park? Okay. All right. Now let's go to Major League Baseball news notes. What do you have for us this week?
Well, Major League Baseball spent Monday celebrating one of the game's most legendary stars. Teams from around the league all suited up in Jackie Robinson, iconic number 42 jersey, to celebrate Jackie Robinson Day. Robinson broke baseball's color barrier April 15, 1947, when he made his historic debut while suiting up for the Brooklyn Dodgers. The league has dedicated April 15th as Jackie Robinson Day each year since 2004. Number 42 is the only universally retired number across the league. Also on Monday, Yankees longtime radio announcer John Sterling announced his retirement. Sterling has been calling Yankee games for 34 years. He's done 5,420 regular season Yankee games, 211 postseason. In his career, he also did play-by-play for the Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Hawks, and the New York Islanders.
Hey, Andy, before you finish up with these notes, can you give us an impression of John Sterling's Yankees win signature call?
A Red Sox fan really doesn't want to do that, Bill. I'm sorry. Yankees win! The Yankees win!
All right. Hey, that's not bad. That is not too bad, Andy. All right. There you go. And those of you who have not heard him on the radio broadcast, that's the way it is. I probably was doing that a lot already this year. But all right, Andy, I interrupted you. Continue on.
National Siblings Day last Wednesday. The Guardians' Josh and Bo Naylor each hit home runs in the same inning versus the White Sox. And former Yankees pitcher Fritz Peterson, who traded his wife and children with teammate Mike Kekich back in 1973, passed away last Friday at the age of 82.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a great name from the past. Plus, I dropped Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show. So there you go. It's some old names.
That's for sure.
Yeah, some old names coming up here on the podcast this week. Andy, man, I mean, it is an opening day. It was a great opening day. We talked about it last week. But, you know, it was all about Trevor Story, too, and the injury and the impact on it. But, I mean, it's just much more of a malaise than that in some ways when you look at this team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the injuries are snowballing, and you really see how depleted they are with the players off the bench that are filling in certain roles, trying to keep this team going. Now, if Devers is going to be out for some time, he's already dealing with a shoulder that's bothering him. He missed some games recently as well. I think he missed four in a row. So if you have him out of the lineup, you've lost Story. You know, you only really have one, and O'Neill should be back tomorrow. So without those people in the lineup, your only power source is Tristan Casas. I mean, you look at that lineup, there's a lot of AAA players in that starting lineup right now. I mean, the pitching can be as good as it can be, the starters, but, you know, they're not going to get a lot of run support. And the defense, which was decent out on the West Coast, has really gone backwards coming back to Fenway as well.
Yeah, it's hard. It's just hard to understand how that. I mean, the defense you would think would be the one consistent thing. You know what I'm saying? It was impressive on the West Coast. But man, I don't know. There's some bright.
An issue with base running. They've been making some base running blunders as well. And a team that's not scoring a lot of runs, they can't be affording making base running mistakes as well.
Well, at least Alex Cora can do a nice 5K. So that's good. So,
that he can do.
And I get, and man, salute to him. Give him credit. All right. Andy, anything else you want to share with us here today?
Well, I guess we just want to see if the Sox can rebound and get back into the win column today and finish out the homestand before getting out on the road trip and try to right the ship a little bit. But obviously just need to see what's going to happen with some of these injuries. On another note, Bill, I do want to tell you that I was at Fenway last night. I did have a chance in this game, got a call from a friend who got some tickets from work, so it was a last-minute thing. And then I put a word out to my former freshman baseball coach at Linfield High School, Walter Beatty, who I haven't seen in 35 years, but I am in touch with him on Facebook. His son, Tyler, pitches for the Guardians. So I was able to meet up with him before the game last night. So it was a nice little reunion, and his son, Tyler, did come in the sixth inning. As the Red Sox made their comeback in that game at the time. His outing wasn't too fruitful for him. He gave up a couple home runs, but it was a nice little reunion of sorts at Fenway, even though I did see a loss for the Guardians.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, Andy, good stuff. Thank you, and have a great day. And I guess we got to start thinking sunscreen here, the way this weather has turned for us here. So anyways.
Well, we'll take that.
We'll take it. All right, take care. There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us here on MSO News.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Sports.com.